a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Yum, yum. Welcome to another edition of Pass the Gravy.
This guy took your job, Alex.
I know. Did you see that?
Jeez, he's just claiming this podcast.
For another week.
Hey, I'm going to intro us now. It's Alex, Cole, and Chris again. Happy Pass the Gravy, guys.
Happy
what
pass
number is this? Is this 15?
68. Oh, you know what number's next, right, guys?
Yeah.
I said last week, I don't give a shit about number 100. I didn't care about 50. I don't really care about
it's
75.
All about the big 69, huh?
69 oh, yeah. Is going to be a party.
Pervert.
It's going to be a party.
Perv.
Why has it got to be dirty? How do you know that 69 is not just my favorite number?
Look
maybe
it up.
I played with that as my number in football forever.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary. Can you keep this music going the entire time?
No, I can't.
Can you put on some other music?
No, I'm not going to just play music under everything the whole time.
Ooh. Only if it's topical music.
Yeah, perhaps if it's
like
topical.
What?
You know, if we're talking about the Beatles, play some Beatles underneath this. If we're,
ooh.
You know.
But that doesn't mean you guys can just throw out songs to me to throw on because I'm not going to play.
Well, I'm
going to
throw out a few songs and you just do your best.
Probably, I'm probably not going to just play songs the whole time.
Let's talk about some David Bowie.
Let's hear your story, man. I'm so excited to hear this story.
Let's talk about David Bowie. Just wants me to cue up.
I was okay. Whatever. Yeah, I have a story.
Oh, man.
You
got, I'm
yeah, you did. You were talking
Cole's
about
a
some story that no, you wouldn't no, tell us.
Well,
you wouldn't
it,
tell us
because,
what it was.
Okay, so no. It's,
this is the first time Chris and I are hearing it, guys.
Yep.
Well,
this
you don't
is
have.
Live.
You don't have. To, well, it is live, but
live.
You could be listening to it.
Delayed live.
Right.
No one's listening to it at the moment.
Except.
Now, I mean, if you're listening to it now, you technically are listening to it. Not as we're recording.
So yesterday I was trying to go get some dinner with my significant other, and her and I were...
Oh, it's a her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were
that's
at
gross.
A...
That's always good.
She's not a computer program, I swear.
I thought it was a he.
No. So we were at we were at a local grocery store, and there was a guy sitting outside, and he was in a wheelchair. And I thought he was like, you know, he was just sitting there. And so I was like, okay, whatever. I guess he's just grifting, looking for, you know, money, I guess. This is what you do.
Panhandling.
Panhandling. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. And she was like, what does that mean? So
that's
anyway.
Funny. That's a funny word.
Panhandling?
Yeah, because
panhandling.
I think of
that's
like a
is, man.
I think of Texas.
Yeah, I know.
So you guys have seen people do that all the time, like
sure,
mainly
I live
on street
in Houston.
Corners. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was in an area called Meyerland, and it's like a suburb
sure.
area.
It's a, nice
it's a very
area.
Jewish suburb.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, but this guy, he was an African American guy.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm
why
sitting,
you
got to
bring up the
down.
Race right now?
I'm just letting
Chris,
you guys know.
Chris, I'm
so
sorry.
Because
ahead
of
time for whatever he's going to say.
Because
to
of what stereotypes perpetuate, and so I was like, whatever, and so I ignored him on the way out, and then I on the way back.
Why? Because of the color of his
hold
skin?
On, so
no,
because
I wasn't gonna. I was in a hurry. I was trying to go get some food.
So you didn't give him any money?
No.
Oh, okay. Would you have normally given him money?
No.
If he was white,
sometimes,
would you have given him money?
No.
Let's just
sometimes
paint Cole to
give,
be a racist.
I
know,
right?
Sometimes
is.
I give people money, and I talked about a story last fall about a guy I saw on the way to go record with Alex, and I gave him a Clif Bar. I gave him my snack, and he said, no, I don't want it because it's poison, and then he said, do you support gay rights? And I said, yes, and then he goes, well, you're burning in hell, and then I was like, fuck you.
That's horrible.
At least I'm not living outside, right?
White privilege, okay, so right. Anyway.
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
Okay, so you guys are getting me off topic.
Come on, Cole, let's just hear the story.
So on the way out, I tried to hand him a dollar. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this guy a dollar. And so I looked in eye contact, and I gave him eye contact, and I stuck a dollar up. And then he goes, what are you doing? And I was like, oh. And I was like, I thought you were out here. And then once I said that, I immediately just turned around and ran the other way because
oh,
I was so
what
embarrassed.
What a puss. What a puss.
Me?
Yes, you.
What else would I say?
What did he look homeless?
Yes.
And he wasn't homeless?
I guess not. He just gave me a really weird look.
But you're not sure that he wasn't homeless.
It was just very awkward, and I was like, oh, my God.
Was he, like, missing a leg or something?
No, he was just in a wheelchair.
No?
And I thought he was like a, I thought he was like an older war vet guy or something. Like that.
Just
like,
you think every just disabled black person is just
I don't
just
think
homeless?
That, but that is what my subconscious
hey,
went
Cole,
to.
I'm sitting down and I'm black. Can you give me a dollar?
No, I'm just saying, like that's just what my brain subconsciously went to. I mean, that's what I assumed. That's what my girlfriend assumed too. I'm not saying that makes it any better.
It's a racist couple. That's
yeah,
even worse.
No, right?
But she is like all about like equality. She is like the opposite of
doesn't sound like it.
She is.
Oh yeah, she's very liberal.
Oh yeah. Chris and I have had multiple conversations with her. Alex just kind of tries to, he grabs her butt and stuff like that when she's
Alex
not looking.
Do it again. What? Do it again.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got to keep Cole on his toes, you know?
It was just really embarrassing, and I felt such an asshole. I felt like such a jerk.
Well, if somebody just came up to you on the street and gave you a dollar, I'd be kind of happy, right?
I would be confused initially.
I'd be confused, but hey, I'm getting two free apple
would
pies
you
from
run,
McDonald's.
Would you so run through like a gamut of emotions? Would you go from happy to sad and then confused? Or would you go happy, confused,
I'd probably
sad?
Just be confused, kind of happy, and then be like, oh, that's why he gave me the money, because he thought I was homeless.
I just thought, I mean, dude, like, okay, so, but that's what you normally see. Like, if you see an African-American guy sitting in a wheelchair in front of a...
Whoa. Normally, I don't just think, I'm like, hey, I hope this guy's all right.
People,
that's what I think.
People, he had a cup in his hand at first, but I guess he was just
maybe
drinking
he was
out
thirsty.
Of it.
Yeah. Sometimes people usually, I would say. Right. I would say the majority of the time they have cups in their hands.
I know this isn't okay,
that people are just thirsty.
I know. It was just a horrible, super embarrassing moment.
Well, nobody thinks you're a racist, Cole. Don't worry. You can sleep
except
safe.
For everybody, we all think you are.
Yeah, I've just kind of been, I'm slowly realizing, like, I've lived in a lot of big metros before, like, how white and how suburban I really am.
I could have told you that fucking months ago, man.
Why? Why me? Yeah,
you're a white fella.
Well, I mean, just because, like, I'm translucent or what?
Sure, man. Here goes
whatever you
want to
tell
again.
Yourself.
What about Alex?
What about him?
What about him?
Alex is a thug, man.
What does a thug mean? What does that have to do with anything?
Glasses, man. Shit. Yeah,
we're wearing the same type of glasses.
So now we can't be thugs because we have glasses on, Chris?
I don't know.
Whatever. Now you're perpetuating stereotypes. See, everything.
Now everyone's a racist.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, like,
everybody's
not
racist. A racist and nobody's a racist, right?
I am
right?
I am no ist. I posed a question yesterday and I don't really know the answer to it, but I was like, so it's okay to be a feminist, but it's not okay to be a misogynist? I mean,
I don't think it's
that
okay
sounds
to
like
be
a question that somebody would send in for answers.
Yeah, it's just really
why don't you ask your girlfriend then, see how hard she slaps you.
I did ask her that yesterday, and she said there's just different degrees.
And that is why Cole has a red mark on his face.
Yeah, we right? argue
that's
all the
Cole
time.
That's why Cole's been sleeping on the couch this past
he
week.
He has a black eye.
I do actually sleep on the couch because...
Do you
there's
really?
Sometimes I fall asleep on the couch because I'm...
There you go.
Nice. Are you stoned?
I'm drinking coffee.
Why'd you bring your bong into the studio, dude?
I know, right?
What bong? This is just my coffee.
We put this studio together, and we worked really hard to do it, and now you're just going to smoke all in it?
Anyway, so that's my story about me just being, you know.
So right off the get-go, Cole just wants us all to know,
know
he's
a
racist.
A
do you guys want
racist.
Me just to lead the show? Because I'll lead it.
Go for it, man. You already opened up the show and took Alex's thunder.
I mean, I'm not upset about it, really, it's a thing. It's a thing you did.
Dude.
It's a fact.
What do you mean, taking thunder? Stealing thunder?
I mean, I don't know how much thunder
dude,
I really have.
Like, that's just like always, like no matter what, on SportsCenter, it's like LeBron James and Tom Brady are like always like going to steal somebody's thunder. No
speak
matter
of the
what.
Devil.
Speak of the devil.
Wait.
Nice segue, Cole.
That's not a segue.
Sure it is.
LeBron
let's
James hits a game-winning shot. That's all we're talking about today. Tom Brady. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about Tom Brady some more. What's Tim Tebow doing? He signed with the Eagles. Let's talk about that for a
Tim
week.
Tim Tebow hasn't played a game.
Did y'all
game.
Hear the law they made named after Tim Tebow in Houston?
Wait, there's a law?
Yeah, there's a Tebowing law.
Please tell me more.
I forget. Oh, man, I should have brought it up without knowing all the
dude.
Facts. But I just know, I heard the story, I read the headline, that there's a law named after Tebow in Houston. I think it's an ordinance or maybe it's a state law. Google that real quick, Alex.
It's probably something to do with Tebowing.
I think it has something to do with school.
That you can't Tebow? You can't Tebow in a school?
I don't know. Alex will tell us here in a minute.
It would allow homeschooled students to compete in university interscholastic league sports activities for the first time.
Yeah.
Ever.
Tebowing.
That's actually kind of cool.
Because I guess he was homeschooled, right?
Probably.
No, he went to Nice High School.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Nice was like super good in Florida.
Because remember, what was that show, Two Days?
Yeah.
Where they were at Hoover?
Yeah, they were at Hoover in Alabama.
And they had one of the very first episodes. Tim Tebow was like the top recruit in the nation. And they showed that he had won a state championship the year before and like won on a broken leg.
That was a cool show.
They barely beat him.
I liked that show back in the day. 2006 is when that show came
out. Yeah,
on.
I bet if we looked back at it now, I'd be like, that was dumb.
Right, right, right. But, dude, I still, like, I get the ridiculousness of MTV, but damn it, I really do.
Why is ESPN, like, imitating that now? Why is it just getting as ridiculous?
ESPN's like, getting ridiculous?
It's not even
I think they're trying to
becoming
be like
a
new,
journalistic
honest
thing.
To God news station is what they're trying to be.
What do you mean?
But they're not giving us news.
Well,
it's
they
just
want
like
to give us news.
What they
want
to, like, make a story out of.
Well, they're trying to take their world of sports and incorporate that into the actual news world. Like, people are talking about what they're talking about on ESPN. They're just talking about the same thing on Fox. They're all talking about Tom Brady and fucking they were talking about all everybody's talking about Britt McHenry a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they're just, I think ESPN is just trying to be a real news station.
They're not doing a very good job of it.
No.
You don't like ESPN anymore?
No, they're really obnoxious.
Well, see, I recently got on Apple TV, they had NBC Sports pop up. And NBC Sports
NBC app. Sports would be so much better if they could actually get like real sporting
just
events.
Don't like Bob Costas.
Well, see, they also have Rich Eisen and Dan Patrick.
Right.
Which
but
we used
I'm
to
just
watch
saying,
all
like,
the time.
You've got to get more than NASCAR. And
they have soccer. That's why I like it.
Or Big East basketball or whatever the hell it is.
EPL.
Mountain West football.
Anyway.
So Ivy League football, they'll play on that.
Tom Brady. Guys, is his suspension like?
No, it's not. It's
he's
not
appeal.
At all. It's
what you think he should be suspended for a year?
No, he shouldn't be suspended at all.
Oh, okay.
Right,
calm down, Alex.
Aren't we in a society of? I mean, we're not anymore. We're not in a society of that. But wasn't it supposed to be innocent until proven guilty?
Right.
Yeah. Like, they have no substance. If you took, I think Bill Burr already said this. If you took this in front of a judge in a court, they would throw this out.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because all that they're giving him the suspension on is because he sent like the most substantial evidence they have has a text message from Tom Brady to I think it was a trainer or a ball boy where it says, "Meet me in this room." That would be like it doesn't say so we can let the air out of the football, so we can cheat, so we can break the rules. I understand he wouldn't say that, but like. Just because he sent a text message to that kid around the time doesn't mean
and
that he wasn't
if,
like, hey, I need
were,
to ask you a question.
Even if they were meeting in the room to talk about deflating the balls, they don't have any evidence of it. So you
right.
You know.
The deflator.
But it's going to be interesting when he appeals how it's going to affect. Because I heard people say that once he goes for the appeal, more stuff's going to come out. You know what I mean?
Well, the NFLPA is supposed to back
him up.
It
might hurt him more than it you know, helps him.
I think that they're just trying to make him they're trying to villainize him and everybody's always been like, well, Patriots are a bunch of cheaters. I'm not saying they're not a cheater.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're
they
not,
definitely
but
are.
But also like Jerry Rice has come out since he's retired and talked about where he used to put illegal stickum on his gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's a lot of things that you'll do to get a slight advantage.
Sure.
Like when the Spygate thing happened, I think it was Herm Edwards. Uh-huh. Said that when he used to be coaching in the league, he would go and he would have all of his assistants go to the other team's press box afterwards to go pull out all the stuff from the trash so they could use it if they were going to play
for
them
sure.
later in the season. I'm like, hey, let's look at all the stuff that they threw away, all the scouting reports or whatnot, just to get some sort of an advantage. And no matter what you do, people are always going to be trying to get a little bit of an
advantage.
So you don't
think that was cheating then? You don't,
no.
Even
if
because
it
hell
did
no.
deflate the shit out of the balls, you don't think it was cheating?
Do you think that it's going to make a 38-point difference in a game?
I think it not a 38-point difference, but maybe
because
a 14
the people
point
saying,
difference.
Well, they only won the AFC Championship because they deflated the balls. Really? Because they won 45-7.
Where was
they
the
won
game at?
45-7.
Was it in Foxborough?
It was in Indianapolis.
Was it?
I think so.
Well, I was just the only reason I asked is because if it was in Foxborough, it was going to be cold outside anyway, so the ball was going to be
hard. Doesn't matter. Where it was doesn't matter.
I'm saying
we
that
know
just
they
because
deflated
of
the balls. I think it's cheating.
Probably so.
But
I don't know enough about it.
I don't think they can prove
it.
I mean, unless they can prove it, then they shouldn't be handing out punishments all willy-nilly.
It was in New England.
Okay, so the balls probably were even harder because it was outside and it was
right,
cold.
Right, but ESPN has also done the sports science thing, and it's showed that it's actually a disadvantage to have the balls deflated.
Really?
So
because they won't travel. I mean, it's obvious.
I bet New England
funded just,
that.
Just Roger Goodell is the worst commissioner. He's
absolutely
horrible
yeah.
at what he does.
Since
he
last
has
year
no
with the
clue.
Rare ice deal.
Let's just go look at the history of Roger Goodell his penalties handed
when
out.
When did he come in? 06? Is that when Tagliabue retired?
Somewhere around
like
there.
Yeah.
But, okay, so Sean Payton got the suspension.
Right.
For lying about not knowing about Bounty Gate.
Did they
why the fuck do we have to throw gate
coach?
At the end of everything now?
That's what everything, Baby Gate.
No, well, it was
Royal Baby Gate.
Started with Watergate.
Right.
Okay, but that made sense, I guess.
Because it was at Watergate.
It was called the Watergate Hotel.
Right.
Okay, so, like, nothing else has the word gate in it, really. Why are we adding these?
Because it's just gate is just for a scandal. Anytime there's a scandal, throw the word gate behind it.
I think we're getting some calls, guys.
No, we're are not. We getting some calls?
We're not going to answer phones. We're not answering phones.
John in Sacramento. No,
okay,
lying.
So you had the...
rest of the Rockies. What's going on?
You had Bounty Gate, where Sean Payton lied about having the bounty out on people.
You're right.
And then Goodell suspended him for a whole season. And then Ray Rice's thing happens. Roger Goodell sees the video and...
two games.
Yeah, but Roger Goodell sees the video, then later says he didn't see the video.
Right.
When we find out that he did see the video. But Sean Payton was suspended for lying about something. Roger Goodell was also lying about something, but he didn't get suspended by himself
for
a year.
Who was the guy suspended for taking the Adderall?
Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Sherman was suspended.
And Browner, really? Who actually I think was on the Patriots.
So are they allowed to take Adderall at all, even if they're ADD?
You had to be prescribed it.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that makes sense.
And that was the thing. And then because they're counting it as a performance-enhancing drug, which I would say I don't know.
When I take Adderall, when that shit was prescribed to me, it was a performance-dehancing.
Are you kidding me? That's definitely a performance enhancer.
Yeah, Adderall
makes me crazy.
Right, phenomenal.
Freaking 800-page thesis on why grass grows the way it grows.
Well, for me,
you just get so focused in on whatever the hell you're doing.
For me,
no
just like being a person
it.
Who like grew up with like ADD and so it has weird effects on me. But whatever.
That's cool. Having weird effects on everything.
Yeah, I'm Cole, and things are different for me.
I know.
Anyways, back to Goodell and his horrible.
I just don't think that he has any real reason to. Like, he doesn't have any substantial evidence. You need evidence to suspend somebody. Right now, we aren't in an era of innocent until proven guilty. It's innocent until people bitch about it enough to where I don't want to hear it, so I'm going
to
suspend you or do whatever. The same thing happened with Ray Rice. He had a 2-game suspension, and then, well, how dare you? I don't like that. I disagree with that. I hate you. Fucking boycott the NFL. Nobody's going to do that because everybody watches fucking football. Oh, women aren't going to watch it. Old people aren't going to watch it. These special interest groups aren't going to watch it. Who cares? It's going to be okay.
Right.
The NFL is going to be okay.
Maybe this is just because I'm an adult, but... I could really care less if the guys are shitbags. In fact, if they're shitbags...
win me a fucking game. Catch the ball.
If they're shitbags, it actually kind of makes it a little more like...
there's a ton of...
these guys are just these crazy gladiators that are just out on this field just like pouring out their soul to everything. In fact, it's actually kind of like... it's kind of romantic in a way. Like that there's just like all this passion and just like these guys...
I don't know if it's romantic.
Yeah, well, I don't know about romantic either.
You're misconstruing what I'm saying by romantic. It's like you can be... I'm romantic for like films and stuff like that. Doesn't mean I'm like want to be all kissy face with it. But these are the things that you learn whenever you study the liberal arts like I do. Uh-huh. But it's a people have a romance with the sport and a passion with it.
Oh yeah, I can see why people get so upset.
If this
is all you care about, if football is your fucking life, then
right,
of course.
But there are some shitheads in there, man.
God,
like
it's a distraction, man.
Right.
Well, how many people go home that are accountants and beat their wives?
What do you mean?
Like, there's tons of accountants that go home and beat their wives,
but
you just don't hear about it.
They're not public figures.
You don't hear about it.
No, they're not public figures, and they're not looked up as heroes. And I think the whole idea that you're looking up at these football players. As heroes is stupid, don't you?
Yeah, but that's
but our children. Our children.
Like when Michael Phelps got caught smoking weed, everybody was so upset. This guy's looked up by kids all over the country. Why is
he's probably stressed out because he's looked up by kids all across the country.
Kids shouldn't be looking up to sports heroes and people like that. They should be looking up to other people.
Yeah, but then you look like
me
you can look up to somebody, but you can also realize right from wrong, I think.
Yeah, it's just a circumstantial
like,
type thing.
I admire Ray Rice for what he can do on a football field. I don't really admire his dealing with women.
Yeah, exactly. Same for Ray Lewis and same for
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, like they were, you know, like the Floyd when they were people trying to boycott them Mayweather fight.
God,
like, that
I hate that guy.
Yeah, okay, do that. He'll still make a fuck ton of money. He really cares.
Yeah.
How much money did they say he actually took home?
A ton.
Probably 80. Cool 80.
Probably
you
way
know
more
took
than
home
that.
The most, though.
I'm just speculating. I don't
know. IRS in the city of Nevada, man. They're the ones who really made all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were probably licking their chops at that.
Yeah, man. Shit.
But hey, but we're still in debt, though, guys.
Didn't do a damn
still
thing.
Still in debt.
We're still in debt, and I'm still under the poverty line.
That's your fault.
Yeah. You need to make some changes.
Yeah, I said that to. I said that to my girlfriend, and she was like, look. And this is like straight up like a Corolla type thing, but Corolla will say something along the lines of like, you have a hurt back and you want to take pills. He's like, but what you really need is a drill sergeant to come in there and get off your fat ass. He's like, that's why people on The Biggest Loser drop 60 pounds the first week, because they have somebody coming up and telling you to get off your ass, because you need people need that push.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, whatever.
I want to have a weight loss show where I just stab you if you don't lose enough weight.
Should be a weight gaining show for people like us who are kind of skinny and just want to put on a few pounds.
Biggest gainer.
I've gained weight. I've gained 8 pounds. I got on the scale at the vet the other day.
At the vet?
At the vet.
Well, I was taking a dog to the vet. And
I don't have enough money to go to real doctors, so I go to vets.
Just go to Bed Bath & Beyond every time I want to weigh myself.
Hey, could I get some dog Xanax? Is that possible?
You wrap it up in cheese and stuff before you eat it.
That was
on Broad City.
Was that Broad City? Yeah. Wasn't it House of Cards too?
I don't watch that crap.
He doesn't like Kevin Spacey. Can you believe that?
Weirdo.
That's what I'm saying, man. Oh, weirdo. Speaking of Kevin Spacey, I gotta bring him up when we talk.
All right,
about a
let's go.
Story.
Bring it up.
No, well, it has to do with that mirror story.
Like the Daily Mirror.
No.
Doesn't Cole just derail everything?
I think you think I derail everything.
Sometimes
you
do.
You guys
want
to talk about that? The guy who, with the mirror in the restaurant.
What Chris is talking about is the bar owner who had a two-way mirror in the women's restroom, and people were not very happy about it, and he was just like, I think it should stay.
Can you really get mad at a guy for being tactful?
I'm just kidding. I thought that was the funniest story.
What? About the two-way mirror in the bathroom?
The two-way mirror. Oh, man. Did y'all see the video put up by the comedian?
No.
Oh, man. She was so pissed. Did you see it, Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, she was so fucking pissed off. And she was trying to make it funny. She wasn't funny at all. She's actually kind of stupid.
So she might not need to be a comedian. Yeah, perhaps she should look at another line of work.
Career, yeah. Ooh. Data entry or something. No, I thought that was a good story. Data a guy was entry. Defending his mirror, man. And he should have the right to have that mirror.
Should he?
For a two-way mirror in a bathroom?
If people know about it. In a bathroom?
That's my Tony Soprano.
Oh, okay.
Freaking bathroom?
Then go to the bathroom. Then get eaten the gobble ghoul in the bathroom.
Would you be okay with your mother eating there at that restaurant and then using the bathroom there? You want everybody looking at your mutter?
Yeah, mutter? I wouldn't want. I'd be pissed if I found that out. I mean, everyone. I don't care if somebody sees my dangle or whatever. But
sees
like,
your dangle.
But I mean, like,
hang it and dangle it, baby.
I don't know. I mean, women are totally. I guess that's what people think of. People are like, because you can like see women going tinkle or whatever.
No, but
I've never understood like what gets people off for that. Like why people could get off and just watching a chick piss.
People get off on weird things, man.
People are very weird. Yeah. People get off on cars, don't they?
To each their own. Yeah, somebody did fuck a Porsche.
Oh, they did.
Have you seen The Counselor with Cameron Diaz? She fucks a car.
The Counselor or Bad Teacher?
No, it's called The Counselor.
Does the car drive into her?
No, she gets on top of it and she spreads her legs.
Like bangs the hood or
not? Yeah, and it's described as it looks like a catfish on the bottom, feeding on the bottom, is what they said in the movie. No.
Oh.
No, because she puts it on the glass, and then he said it looked like a catfish.
Oh, it looked like a catfish. I get it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, whatever. I don't.
Cameron Diaz. Hot stuff.
Cameron Diaz is pretty hot.
Have y'all seen that movie, The Other Woman? I know you have.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't. I got a screening invite, but I said no.
Why?
Because I don't watch crap movies. I don't know. I just didn't go see it for whatever reason.
That movie.
Well, man, that means I should totally go see it. I am going to see Pitch Perfect tonight. Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, excuse
That's
me.
That's a great... Man, Pitch Perfect
What's
1 was
fat chick's
so
name?
Good.
Did you really Dude. Think it was good?
Oh, do you get upset when I... Because I've said that before. What's the fat chick's name? And you give me the same look you just gave me.
Although he
Why
will
is,
also
is
hand
mean?
A guy in a wheelchair money because he thinks he's
is?
Homeless.
Is it McCarthy something?
Her name's Fat Amy in the movie.
Is it really?
Yeah,
it's
funny
Rebel Wilson, right?
Rebel Wilson, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rebel Wilson.
Dude,
I get
Pitch
her
Perfect
in that McCarthy
Melissa
chick
McCarthy
next
is going to be in Spy.
Yeah.
With Jason Statham.
Yeah, I was going to go to the premiere of that at South by Southwest, but I said no.
Oh, yeah?
Saying no
What'd
like
you
that?
Say no? What'd you say
I don't
to
know.
It?
I have no clue. I just said no.
Said no.
No. What are you talking about?
No.
No. Like you're a child not wanting to eat
vegetables. Maybe I am a child just trapped in a man's body. Sometimes I feel like that.
I could see that.
I definitely feel like that a lot. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want, I want, I want. Does that sound like a child?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I thought you were just doing yourself.
No, Pitch Perfect 1 was awesome, man.
Was it? What is it about? I don't even know what it's about.
It's a horrible concept, but it is a really good movie. It's just about a cappella. It's about a cappella singing groups at a college.
Like Glee?
Yeah, it's like Glee graduated.
Yeah. Yeah, but man, it's really sharp humor. It's really funny. Yeah, the second one doesn't look as good, but maybe I'll report back because I'm not getting to see Mad Max Fury Road instead, so I have to wait for that one.
Who are you going to see that with?
What? Who?
Mad Max.
I'm not. It's the same. Oh. It's tonight, and I'm reviewing Pitch Perfect 2 instead of Mad Max Fury Road, which sucks.
Why would you?
Because I'm not the only writer for a site, and I said I wanted to review Pitch Perfect months ago.
And everybody else was like, yes, thank God. Yes, we didn't want to do that.
No, I was originally going to review Mad Max, but I mean, I don't know, dude. I get to have my pick.
So now we know between the choices of Mad Max
and Pitch Perfect. Listen to my another podcast I do, I said Mad Max is my number one movie of the entire year.
Even though you haven't seen it?
No, it's my number one most anticipated movie. Uh-huh. Excuse me. But
you're not excited.
Even better than
I am. But Mad Max, dude, man, the Mad Max, the Road Warrior, or just the Road Warrior, is just like one of the top three best action movies ever. But you know, like everything we talk, when did we talk about the Avengers?
What best Last action week. Movie ever?
Have you seen the Road Warrior?
Sure.
You have seen the Road Warrior? Oh, really?
It's not the, what do you?
It's like one of the three best action films ever.
You really
in my
think
opinion.
So?
Yeah, absolutely.
He also guess what his favorite movie is?
Mine.
Guess what Cole's favorite movie is?
Silver Linings Playbook or something?
No, that's a good movie, though.
Yeah, it's Love Actually.
No. Oh, yeah, you gave
Hold
me a
on.
You guys
Love
thought that.
Hold on. I've got to give Cole a little credit, because Love Actually is kind of a good movie.
Not kind of.
It's not going to lie.
I got so much crap.
Oh, yeah,
so
it is definitely girly, but I feel like it's one of those guilty pleasure type movies.
What are you doing tonight, Alex?
I am going to be working a Rockets game.
Oh, yeah. Dang it. I was going to invite you to come see Pitch Perfect 2 with me.
I would have said no.
Dude, you never come to the movies with me.
I definitely am not going to go to that movie. That's not going to start it.
No, whatever, man. I did see that movie, The D-Train, the other day.
Yeah, I was going to go see that this weekend.
So do you know, did you watch the trailer
it.
For it?
Yeah, it's like he's trying to get the cool guy from their high school to go to the Jack Black.
Thank you.
He's trying to get the cool guy from their high school to come back to the class reunion just because he thinks that'll get everybody else to go to it. But you saw it?
I've seen it. Yeah, I saw it like a month ago or something.
What'd you think of it?
It's complicated. So
did Jack Black direct it?
No.
I thought these guys.
It's like an independent one.
It's an independent movie. It's done by IFC. They released it on 1,000 screens and it tanked, which sucks. Mm. But 1,000 screens for a dark comedy is really strange. So we know that Jack Black is really talented. Has James Marsden. Do you guys know James Marsden? He's the cool guy. He's an actor in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's cool because he saw him on a banana boat spot. And he's like, oh man, everybody's gonna love this. I'm gonna be the cool guy. Everybody's gonna, you know, want to be my friend and think that I did well on the high school reunion, the 20-year reunion.
So he goes
to L.A. and tracks him down. And I don't want to give away what happens. Do you know anything?
No, I do not.
But it's very dark.
He does.
No. It's pretty
messed
up. He
murders the whole class.
It jumbles a lot, lots of tones.
It stands for Dead Train.
No, it stands for – his name is Dan. Dan Landsman.
That's his nickname.
Yeah, well, so he's trying to think of a nickname the whole movie. And so something happens in LA. He has to come back and really like come to terms with who he is as like a person. And the tone like shifts like drastically. It's very jarring. It's a really jarring movie.
What's it about?
I just told you.
Did you?
Are you going to not pay attention just like
I'm
now?
I'm paying attention, man. I mean, I just feel like you were all over the place with that answer.
You kind of were.
Maybe so. Maybe it's because I just drank a whole thing of coffee.
Don't blame it on the coffee.
Yeah, I know.
No excuses here.
So do you want to know if I liked it or not?
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I did like it, but it really tries to jumble too many tones and like it doesn't really have a lot of answers. The thing is it's really hard to talk about without telling you what happens.
Then just tell us.
No.
Yeah, no, really, just tell us.
I don't do that. That's not my job.
What's your job?
To give you a critique. I'm not going
to... That's not me. I was just...
That was the crowd. Yeah, man. Fine, I'll tell you. God dang it.
See how hard that was?
I hate doing this, but okay, so...
Spoiler alert!
Like I said, he goes to L.A., and they have kind of a bromance connection.
Is he gay?
No, who? Is who gay?
Are one of them gay?
Well, Oliver Lawless is played by James Marsden, and he says, yeah, man, you know... He's like, man, you must hook up with so many chicks. He's like, oh, you know, whoever, guys, chicks, whatever. And then he's like, oh, okay. And so then... They have sex.
Ugh.
Jack Black and James Marsden have sex on screen.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. And then and Oliver Lawless, the James Marsden character, is like kind of basically.
Dude, I can't see Jack Black.
He's whatever about it. He just moves on from it. But Jack Black obsesses over it. Not in like, oh my God, I'm in love with you. But he just feels awkward and
weird.
Hell
yeah, man.
And doesn't know how to come to terms with it. And so the movie kind of deals with all of that.
Uh-huh.
In some very, very fascinating ways.
Well, that is what you call a plot, ladies.
Yeah,
gentlemen.
Really. It's, could have told it's us the first time around when we asked you what the movie was about.
I know, but
about.
I didn't want to
give it away.
That's what I was saying.
I didn't know that that was going to happen, so to me that really shocked me as I was going along through the journey of the movie.
And what did you think? Was it a good movie?
I like it. I don't think the ending really sticks it that well, but I like what the directors are trying to do with it, and they're just posing all these questions and
like
stuff
what?
Like that.
Like,
just about, like, sexuality and just, like, you know, like, your place in the world and, like, what it takes to fit in and stuff like that.
Sounds like a lot of other movies.
Yeah, I know.
Does it?
Brokeback Mountain-esque?
Brokeback Mountain's
We're
a good movie.
We're trying to fit in.
Sure it is.
Did you watch that?
Did I watch Brokeback Mountain?
No, I was asking Chris.
No,
I know you saw it.
No, Cole saw it.
So what?
Well, I wasn't saying it because of... Because I was inferring that you were gay.
I was
saying because I know you
a,
watch every fucking movie ever.
Movie,
okay, so my bad.
That.
Once again, me making an assumption.
Yeah, it's all like, you do.
I know.
When you make assumptions here, you make an ass out of you and me and Chris.
I have a tendency to feel overwhelmed, get overwhelmed in life, and then I'm like, oh, God, that was so stupid.
D-Train, that sounds kind of like a gay title.
It sounds like a gay porn.
Yeah.
The D-Train. Hop on the D-Train.
It's definitely interesting. And so, you know, I know you guys don't follow, like, what studios release what, but IFC Films really releases some really cool stuff.
What other stuff does IFC?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but they just have, I mean, they have Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. In Portlandia.
But I think they're different companies. But so the D-Train, it was really cool, man, and... I don't know.
How many stars would you give it?
I gave it a very, very generous 3.5. But if we're going to talk realistically, probably between 2.5 and 3.
So you're saying you've lied in another review?
I did not lie. I was feeling very generous because I liked the
responses. Were you feeling very generous because you had just tried to give a guy you thought was homeless money, and then he was like, what the fuck are you doing?
He didn't say what the fuck. He just looked at me weird, and I just panicked.
Funny.
I was like a deer in headlights and just sprinted away.
What if he really was homeless though, and then he thought you were more of a dick for just running away?
I don't know, dude. I just like it wasn't. It...
Did you drop the dollar and run away?
No, I stuck it back in my pocket.
Damn it!
It just made me feel
and
weird.
He went and got a fishing pole.
It was his body. It was his body language more than anything, more than like the color of his skin or anything like that. The way he was like sitting, like slumped down, and I could have sworn he had a cup in his hand.
Well, next time, a little note. If he's not talking to himself, or if he's not like missing a leg or a couple fingers, or
has
the probably,
sign,
yeah, he's probably not homeless, or just has some bullshit looking dog next to him.
Yeah, yeah, but what was he doing, just sitting out there,
just, you know, living his life, man?
Why you gotta? It doesn't concern you.
Yeah, why is it your business?
Go about
but do you guys
day.
See what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Like I just made that assumption, and I looked like a huge ass, and it was just super.
Please, you're never gonna see that guy again. Who cares?
No, I know, but I'm just saying internally, and I
no,
voiced
I'm
it.
I've started to just kind of like. Do things like that when you're like, oh, fuck this. I'm never gonna
ever.
See this dude. Never
right.
gonna see this guy
ever.
Again. So if I tell him something that's rude, he's never gonna come across me again.
Exactly.
And if he does,
you shouldn't live your life like that all the
in
time.
In fear. Like we were talking about last week, prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
How that's the shittiest statement ever.
That's the
ever.
Shittiest statement
like, well,
ever.
Well, pretty much anything could happen.
So yeah. Let's just walk around with anxiety and dread and...
Or just go carefree because nothing's gonna happen. Who knows? One of them. Just a happy medium.
Happy
yeah.
medium is right.
There's no happy
Do
medium.
I seem a little happier today?
You, because you just hit from that bong, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a cup of coffee. That was a.
Whatever
was some,
you want to say now.
Backtracking. That was some Foley work I did.
I didn't know Cheech and Chong were in studio.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know. Sheesh. I'm just surprised that I wasn't in a grumpier mood today. Because
you're always in a grumpy mood. That's probably why.
If you ever Skype with me, that's what my status is, just grumpy all the time. But, you know, I...
Computers.
I forgot to wear my undies today. My me undies.
Oh,
that's
you did?
You fucked up.
Yeah, I realized I was going to exercise, and I realized that I was commando. My me undies were.
How do you walk out of the house without underwear? That's like.
Cole's like, I love going commando because I'm free.
That.
I'm a free spirit.
What? Really? Well, I was wearing gym
That's
shorts.
That's like the first thing I put on every day.
I was
Seriously.
Wearing gym shorts that had a cradle.
If I don't
in
wake
there.
Up in underwear already.
Right.
So, but yeah, my MeUndies, they usually make my day.
Well, you know what? That's funny because talking about underwear, did you know you spend 90% of your life in your underwear?
Unless really? You forget to wear them.
And believe me, underwear does get old fast. You know that feeling of putting on old saggy underwear? Right? Nope. Let me start over. Let me start over for this shitty read that I'm doing. You know that feeling of putting on old saggy underwear, but you need to know that feeling of wearing high quality underwear that is 2 times softer than cotton. you need to know about MeUndies. MeUndies is the most comfortable underwear you will ever wear, and it's insane how good they'll make you feel. They fit perfectly and don't ride up on you. They literally pull moisture away from your skin to help you stay cool. Now, how about that, Chris?
How about that?
They're helping you stay cool. They're looking out for you.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a pair right now, and I feel great.
Are you really?
I feel phenomenal.
Yeah?
Let me just tell you one thing. They wick away my moisture. Down there? My balls are nice and dry.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what I'm working with since I forgot to wear.
I feel like you would never get the swamp ass.
Cole's probably sitting in some swamp ass.
Oh, it's not even just swamp ass. It's already developed into a debilitating rash.
Oh. See, you need MeUndies. They have cool styles for both men and women. You can cover up your clams if you want, ladies.
Cover up the clams.
They all look great. Check out photos at MeUndies.com. This quality of underwear would normally retail for 2 times the MeUndies price. No retail middleman means more savings for you. I'll make it easy for you. Go to MeUndies.com and enter promo code PASS. Oh. That's P-ASS to receive 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They even guarantee your satisfaction or your first pair is free. That's MeUndies.com, promo code PASS.
Hell yes.
Did that even sound like we were doing a commercial right there?
Like a pro.
Well, okay.
All right.
We don't do things that we don't want to do. MeUndies is a great product.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking great. When they sent me a pair, or a couple pair.
Uh-huh.
I gotta tell you, I've been washing them just to make sure I don't have to go to the other underwear.
Really? You don't want to?
I'm not even just saying that.
Or
that's the truth. They're fucking nice. They feel nice on your balls, boys.
Yeah.
Nice
don't go for those jabronis at Fruit of the Loom. Give MeUndies a chance. At MeUndies.com.
Pretty dope. Pretty dope. Oh, another thing you guys should do. When you order your MeUndies. Actually, I don't think you can do that. But if you're ordering anything else, don't go to Amazon if you want to shop on Amazon. That seems too practical.
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
what you want to do is get rid of the Amazon link on your bookmark / toolbar / whatever the fuck you call it and replace that with passagraypod.com. And then you're like, hey, fuck, I want to order some cups that are nice looking so Cole won't think I'm homeless when I'm sitting outside. And you just go to passagraypod.com, click the Amazon banner, order your shit through there. Costs you nothing else. Costs you nothing more.
Or if you need to get your essentials, like your weekly Blu-ray purchase.
Like Cole does. Yeah, I think you get like 75 movies a week.
Jeez, I don't buy that many.
I don't know how you afford that.
What do you mean how I afford that?
Your DVD collection. I think if all those DVDs were replaced with books, you'd be so smart.
Dude.
I'm not even kidding.
Dude, do you not know? I'm not even joking. Movies, I feel like, have given me a lot of wisdom over the years.
No, they don't.
They do.
That's the same thing like people say they get wisdom from video games or
dude,
something
I
like
got
that.
So much wisdom from Grand Theft Auto. But speaking of, if you want to buy Grand Theft Auto, Amazon banner, passthegravypod.com.
All right. We have John from Cincinnati here on line 3. Bring him up.
Yeah, I hated that. I just wanted to know why this Cole guy is so into gay porn.
Well, John, let me tell you.
Well, how do you know what Cole's into?
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thanks, John. Where are you calling from? Cincinnati, right?
Is this
why'd you ask where he's calling from?
we're going off the rails.
Sorry, John. We gotta let you go. We gotta let you go.
This is ridiculous. Well, I don't.
You guys know what time
yet.
It is? Then we got 2 segments. We always do every show.
Let's do it.
It's
man.
Time to open.
We
those
need to get some
up.
Beds. Or
tales
some
from the toilet bowl.
Or something for these segments.
Time for not cool.
Yeah, dude. I can totally make us bumps so easily.
Could you really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you could have. You could have all last week.
We've been doing this for a few months, haven't y'all?
We have done this for 68 episodes now.
I haven't been there for. When did I join? Episode 38. This is like my 30th
something like
episode.
That. Something like that.
It's pretty great.
And you haven't contributed bump wise.
He's not contributed shit.
When has Alex contributed for bumps?
Bump. I mean, Alex made the intro, didn't he? That beautiful intro.
I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Fine.
Thank you very much.
Fine.
Very creative.
Thank you. It worked really hard.
Cole, you and I should put something together for.
I can do it.
Cool
I can seriously
or,
do it. You can leave.
Okay,
this.
Instead of talking about this that no one understands.
Just edit it out. Just
I know.
Edit
yeah.
It out. But
no,
we
no,
can
no.
seriously make. We can
yeah,
seriously make.
Yeah,
bumps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Alex, what do you got for not cool?
I kind of already talked about it.
Okay.
But it is basically the Deflategate bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Kind of mentality where we're not going to find the real facts. We're just going to try and please the people that are bitching when in reality the people that are bitching
that's
you
like
don't really
every,
need
that's
to
not
listen to.
Just sports. That's the whole society.
Right, and that's kind of what my not cool is.
I was going to bring this up earlier, but I decided not to. I guess I am.
Oh, look what you do now.
The deal with Baltimore, to Baltimore, the mayor indicted those cops, six cops, and we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened with the guy in
but
the back
seat. But she did it just to shut up
but
the
she
angry
did,
mob.
Exactly. She did it just to, you know,
didn't
to stop
the
riots. Didn't have any facts or anything, but now these six officers are getting sued just to appease the crowd and make sure, you know, nobody's getting pissed or nobody's throwing bricks at police officers anymore.
Well, if we don't do it, they're going to riot.
Exactly. Like, you know why they riot? Because you can get shit like this when you do it. That's why
riot.
You don't
can
do
you
that.
They're
black and white.
When these officers are
found
not guilty.
Weren't half of them black?
Listen,
And it was a racial. It was a racial riot, and they had black cops
involved. When these officers are found not guilty, or when they just throw the case out or whatever, it's going to start a whole new round of riots.
It's an endless cycle.
Oh, it's an
endless
cycle.
We saw the same thing in Ferguson.
Yeah.
When Darren Wilson got let off, then, let's go riot again because we're pissed that he got let off,
Many
even though the justice
the
system
that,
was right.
George Zimmerman shouldn't have been indicted. So
I don't know enough about the minutiae of the case to say if they should or shouldn't have.
Yeah, don't use big words.
No, right? I'm
supposed
to be
because
a dick.
I didn't get that from
Are we
word
eating
from a
sushi
movie.
Sushi or something? Minutiae? What the hell?
Minutiae.
All right. But yeah, man, that's just people rushing to judgment. It's happening all over the place. It's not
everybody wants to be
everywhere.
Somebody that can read an article, get outraged, and try and demand change. And I think a lot of it is just people want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So being
people
offensive
love to
and
be
just
the first person to break a story.
Right.
Love it. Love it.
Right.
Love
and
love
I have
it.
No
and
idea
Twitter,
why.
And with Twitter, that just makes it worse because somebody can see something and then just tweet it real quick and then it's out there.
Why are we so upset, though? Or why, not upset, but why are we so focused on just trying to get people in trouble now?
Because
it used to
not
be that way all the time, but now it's like, well, if we don't put to death these cops, then we're going to riot and burn the town down.
Oh, man. I couldn't tell you.
And that's an extreme version of it, but now, like, when people go search through somebody's tweets from 14 years ago or 4 years ago, like they did with Trevor Noah. Like, well, you see what he said?
Yeah.
He's bad too. I looked. I know he didn't say it recently, but he said it before. Huh?
Sure.
What do you think about that? What you think about that?
I don't think much of it.
I think
honest.
He's a human being.
Trevor Noah, I'm
and,
not too
but everybody just wants everybody to be
honest.
In trouble. Does that make them look better? I think it makes him look like more of an
people
asshole.
People just got to have an opinion, and their opinions have to be heard, and they've got to be the first to present
We don't
their
all
opinion.
Need to be heard, people.
Yeah, what do you guys say we just pack it in and go get some lunch?
Fuck
That's
you,
what
man.
You want to do every single
God.
Fucking show. Why don't you eat before you
go? You notice he's always late.
Yeah.
I'm
he's always late. He's
like
hey, let's get this going, guys.
Just isn't there, man. Seriously.
I don't have a not cool.
You don't have a not
See?
Cool?
See this? Yeah. See this shit?
Christ, man. You know you're going to do this podcast. We do this segment every week.
Yeah, literally.
Every week. And you can't think of a not cool.
It's not that I can't think of one.
I've got a not cool.
He just doesn't care enough.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what is your
My
not cool?
My not cool.
Thank you for contributing to the program,
well,
by the way.
I was trying to think of one, and this is the best I could do. I love to eat fast food.
All right.
I eat it at least twice a week. Cole, go
we
ahead
had
and judge me.
We had fast food together last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good.
We had fast food together. Well, Chris didn't eat it with me. He bailed.
Well, I had to get to work.
Because we saw...
Oh, yeah. We did see the Grandmaster of Song and Lyric last week.
I can't do a Bob Dylan voice.
Yeah,
neither
can I.
Don't
even try
to.
Bob Dylan.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Depends what
Child
decade of
Child.
Bob Dylan
yeah, depends what
do,
decade.
Right?
Tangled up in blue.
Jesus, y'all are both...
Let's just do this the rest of the time just to piss off Chris.
Yeah, we saw Bob Dylan All
right,
in concert.
Chris.
No, we saw Bob Dylan last week, which is pretty cool, right?
At the Bayou
Music Center.
I've seen a few bands there.
Okay.
It's great.
Who was the best band you've saw so far?
Brand New.
Oh, okay. Very quick with
do
that
you,
answer.
Do you know who Brand New is?
Nope.
Alex?
Yeah, I know who Brand New is.
They're great.
Are they?
They're pretty
what,
good.
Dude, whatever.
Better than Bob Dylan?
Huh?
Better
they're
than
not
Bob
better than Bob Dylan.
They're more to my taste, but I love Bob
so,
Dylan. He's great.
So was Bob Dylan, could you tell he deteriorated some? Was that apparent?
He sang like this a lot.
Yeah, I mean, his voice kind of sounded like, what's
his
name?
His voice
did
is kind
it
of always.
Like?
Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah, it sounded like Tom
yeah.
Waits a little bit.
Do you know Tom Waits?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Waits is awesome.
He is. But no, Bob Dylan did pretty good, man. For his age, 73, I think he is.
The fact that he's still touring. Like,
yeah,
when you said
man.
You were going to see him, that blew my mind.
Did
I was
it?
Like, what? He's still
that's
traveling?
That's like Willie Nelson, man. He people like that, they don't have to perform, but they do it because they love
that's
it.
That's what they
want. It's
because
they
smoke
pot.
No, it's not. Pot
yeah, that's the only reason.
That's what my dad was trying to say the other day. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's a huge Willie Nelson fan. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, man, you know, he just lets his freak flag fly.
Yeah, man. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. You got some Willie Nelson?
Politics
you can play
are freaking nuts.
No, we're not
play
playing Willie Nelson.
Play Buddy
Shotgun
Willie, Nelson.
Willie or something like that.
So no. What was the not cool? Is this just like our thing now?
Should we? No, not cool.
My not,
you know
cool.
Not
listen,
cool?
My not cool. Last week on Saturday, I went and got some Whataburger. That's what me and Cole got last week. And the fucking people at Whataburger, they gave me my order. They gave me my food. The food was okay, but they didn't give me any ketchup. They didn't give me any napkins. And they didn't give me any straw or anything. Oh. And I just held on. I hate when they do that because these are the same dumbasses that are begging for $15 an hour and they can't even remember to put ketchup or a straw or a napkin in my bag. You know what I mean?
Hmm? I do.
Does
yeah.
that not piss you off when they, like, why can't you remember little simple stuff like that?
Wait, so were you in the drive-thru when this
yeah,
happened?
I was in the drive-thru.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you were getting it and then going, you can always grab it.
Well,
then,
yeah, but it doesn't matter.
In the drive-thru,
though,
you're kind of
like
left out in the cold.
If you're working fast food, your job is so simple that remembering to put a packet of ketchup and some straws and some napkins in the order.
Hey, there's a lot of ketchups, buddy. There's
no,
a lot
man,
of kinds.
That shit pisses me off. And then I was late because I can't eat fries without ketchup, right? So I had to go to Jack in the Box and get some Jack in the Box ketchup, and that pissed me off because I love the Whataburger ketchup.
God.
That is
sorry.
The best ketchup.
I
is it
hate
not
ketchup.
The best
ketchup?
It's
sucks.
Way better than
no,
any
man.
Other ketchup.
Yeah, you can't beat the Whataburger ketchup.
I don't like ketchup.
What do you think of the spicy ketchup?
I'm not a fan.
I'm not either.
I'm glad
somebody else is agreeing with
yeah,
me on
man.
This.
Well, we have listeners in Australia, guys. They don't know what Whataburger is.
Whataburger
anybody
is...
out? I don't think they have Whataburger outside of Texas, do they?
No.
No, they do in, like, Louisiana.
Well, get your shit together,
Well, Google it, folks. We live in 2015. You can find out what Whataburger
we don't,
is. It's
we could,
what
you talk about
burger,
White Castle, we'll
burger.
Talk about Whataburger. Yeah, Whataburger. And it's also not Kroger's. It's
is
also
it?
Not Kroger's.
What do they it? Have in Australia, like Vegemite burgers?
In Australia?
They have Roo Burgers.
I'm sure they got kangaroo, yeah.
God dang it, that's...
Koala baggers!
Look at you perpetuating stereotypes.
Roo baggers!
Sitting there in your tall chair with your cans on your ears.
Hey, I'm sitting in a chair with wheels on it. Do you want to give me some money?
Oh, very nice.
Hey, I
think I'm going to take the cans off and get out of here, guys. This
no,
is
man.
Fucking stupid. Jesus, this guy.
The attitude
dude,
on this
guy.
One. The
I swear,
attitude.
Man. Edit
the
that
things.
Out.
Cole, you do you really not have a not cool?
Come on, Cole.
I told you my not cool. I am the not cool this week.
Yeah.
That you were racist in
the...
No, don't call me a racist.
Racist Cole
that's
is not
racist
cool.
Cole.
Maybe that's the
like
name
that.
Of this episode.
Dude,
yeah,
racist
Cole.
If you do that, I'll leave the podcast.
Oh, yeah? It'll still be titled that.
See, you
forever,
said,
and it'll follow you wherever you go.
You should have said promise. That's what you should have yeah. said. But you blew it.
No, because I'm not a dick like you.
Next time.
Yeah. Now I've got one ready. Got one in the chamber.
One in the chamber, ready to go.
You talking about a not cool? You got one in the chamber?
No.
Cole, you really don't have one?
I told you my story.
You're just dragging the show down.
I told you my
right
story,
now.
And that was at the beginning of the show.
That wasn't a not cool. That wasn't in the not cool segment.
You can
segment.
Hear the people tuning
it.
Out.
You can hear them tuning out.
You can hear them clicking stop and deleting
yeah, I
this episode.
You can hear them going to a Bill Burr podcast or something.
I mean, in all honesty, you should probably listen to the Bill Burr podcast ahead of this, if you are listening in any particular order.
I beg to differ.
Well, especially on this episode with Cole bringing nothing to the table.
Right? Bringing us down.
Besides
getting
his racist
high in the studio,
story.
Not in, you know, giving us any.
Cool. All right, let's move along to Cole's least favorite segment since he's being a dick. We'll go to answers.
Okay. I like this segment. This is one
See,
of my
thank
favorites.
You.
Where's the theme
thank
music
you.
For this?
All right, ready? I just made one. Ready? It's time for answers.
Do you have any sound effects drops you can throw in there?
No.
Oh.
No, you can't just like assume that I'm going to show up. Like, oh, by the way, yeah, I did have this whole, all this stuff prepared to play.
Okay.
Next week, by the way, we should try to incorporate some audio into the show.
We could.
Just saying.
But we're not going to right now. We're not going to right
lazy.
Now because Cole's being a dick.
I'm not being a dick.
All right,
answers. What do we got?
Zach Williams going to lead us off today.
Zach Williams.
Abnormally high BPM. Health risk or just a heart that can count way faster than yours?
Oh.
You know, that's a good point. I would say that it could be a heart that can count faster or beat faster, I guess. It wouldn't be counting faster.
I say it's a health risk.
Really? Because what if you've just been running?
Your BPMs?
Your BPMs are going to be up.
My BPMs are always up.
Are they?
Yeah, dude. I have a resting pulse of 120.
That's insane. No, you don't. Shut up.
That would be ridiculous.
No.
Your heart would just explode.
Yeah, man. Make us all happy.
I'm
sorry.
explode from like just too much love that I've been putting out into the world.
Too much stress.
Yeah. I am stressed out all the time.
I don't know what you got to be stressed
your
out
Your heart
about.
Would be stressed.
Hmm?
I don't know. Just all right, I would say that it is it's a heart that can count faster.
Yeah, okay. Let's go with that then.
Sure.
There you go, Zach Williams.
Thank you for your great weighing in on this call.
I guarantee you Zach Williams has blonde hair. Right?
Does sound like a blonde fella. Maybe right? Dirty blonde hair. Maybe the surfer surfer length.
Zach Williams as I'm doing a mustache twirl.
Jesus Christ.
See, another time he just brings the show down. Bringing the show down.
Then I'll leave.
All right.
I did leave.
Cole is just begging to leave.
This one may be my favorite one this week.
What is it?
Colin Campbell says, bootstraps.
See,
seriously, guys, isn't it time to pull ourselves up by something else?
Bootstraps.
I like that saying, actually.
Yeah, man, pulling yourself up by
your bootstraps.
But nobody has bootstraps anymore.
Yeah, they what do. Else would I pull myself up by?
Aren't is the bootstrap just, the thing at the back shoelaces? Of it where you like put your fingers in to pull it?
I think they're just the shoelaces, right?
Those wouldn't be straps.
No, well, I mean, I was thinking about that, too. Like, if I was by your bootstraps.
See, what point? Like, tell me what bootstraps are.
Bootstrap Bill, isn't that from
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean, as I like to say. Caribbean.
Caribbean. Caribbean.
I don't know. What else would the I Caribbean pull myself by?
I have no idea.
You could pull yourself up by a rope.
Or your peen.
Hmm. Why was this
I know
one
I
favorite,
could.
Alex?
Just because I thought it was a funny observation.
Okay. Well, there you go. Colin Campbell.
You remind Maybe me of I'm soup.
Let me see. I'm
Colin
trying to find out
Campbell.
What bootstraps are.
I'm okay.
Okay, no, bootstraps are the little thing on the
back of the boot.
Back of the boot. So that is literally.
But
what
why
that
would
is.
You have to pull yourself up?
You could also
by
like pull yourself by your shoe straps because a lot of shoes have those things too.
But how do you pull yourself up by your bootstraps?
That's yeah, that's
I guess
another
that's
thing
the
I'm
point
wondering
because it's hard to do, and what you're pulling yourself up by your bootstraps is supposed to be difficult, right?
Yeah. Can we get an audio? Drop
I thought
here
that's
of this?
Just
Y'all
a way
remember...
of you saying get your shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we do when we fall down, Master Bruce?
Get back up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's a
What's
great
that
quote.
From? Where's
the Dark Knight?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Master Bruce. Where else would it be from? Right. Hold on. This speaking of Dark Knight, real quick. I'm sorry to get off topic. What do you think Ben
right?
Affleck being Batman?
That's like 2 year old news.
No, I know, but we haven't talked about it.
We haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
What
I haven't
I think
heard
about
your
it?
Opinion. Do you think Ben Affleck would make a good Batman?
I like it. Next question.
What?
No, he's going to be fine.
Oh, I think he's going to be stupid.
Probably so. The movie's going to take itself a little too seriously.
What about that Suicide Squad, right? Is that... that's a, I don't understand that. Explain that to me, because...
I'm not a Suicide Squad member.
No, but the movie, it's like a superhero movie, right?
It is a superhero
is
movie.
Is it a Batman movie?
Hold on one second. Before I get into this, answers tabled, picking up it at Suicide Squad. So answers are tabled.
Okay.
Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is what I know about it. And I just know about the movie. It's just a group of villains who are recruited to do Black Ops missions.
Oh, so racist.
Black Ops missions.
African American ops. Excuse me.
So it has Joker, Harley Quinn.
Oh, really?
Deadshot.
Who's going to be the Joker?
Jared Leto.
Yeah, you haven't seen the picture of him?
No.
With those methed out teeth?
Well, there was talk about the teeth. I heard that maybe it is like, think about Joker. He's always getting his ass beat and getting his face punched in, so he just has these metal teeth now.
He doesn't feel pain or something like that, right?
He does. He likes it, though.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I think that looks really cool, but I don't really know. I think that concept sounds really cool. I don't know if it's going to be really cool.
Okay, well, moving on.
Well, there you go. Back to answers.
Back to answers.
I'm sorry to derail everybody.
Oh, I don't care.
Everybody.
I don't care.
Yeah,
all right,
excuse
Danny,
for you to talk about a movie, right?
Danny Feinberg says, have you ever had that butterfly feeling in your stomach?
Dude.
Without eating butterflies.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what he just said under his breath?
No,
he said, did you?
Whoa.
No, I didn't.
No, he said, did you? Did you?
What about yours?
That's not cool. That's my not cool.
That's
fuck
not-
Chris Hogan.
No, no, you've already had too many not cools of your own. All right.
I'm sorry, Feinberg.
Danny Feinberg says, have you ever had that butterfly feeling in your stomach? When you didn't eat butterflies.
Ooh, I had that butterfly effect after I caused a ripple in time.
Boo.
What?
Boo.
Cue
Get that shit out of here. Get that shit out.
Who's in there?
I don't know who's yelling.
Dr. Dave.
Dr. Dave? Oh, man, we don't want Dr. Dave back. He's bad news.
I've heard about
you haven't
Dr.
met
Dave.
Dr. Dave, but...
he's Stephen A. Smith's doctor.
Yeah, he's... I don't know if he's telling us the truth with most of what he says, though. But like, whenever like I would go see him, he'd prescribe me Vicodin for anything.
Can we just filibuster this podcast?
Isn't that what podcast is?
Just filibustering until we just can't go anymore.
All right. Have you ever had that butterfly feeling in your stomach when you didn't eat butterflies?
I told you already.
Yeah.
I usually actually only have it when I eat a jar of butterflies, which I do twice a week.
Damn, you can eat a whole jar?
Twice a week. I've gotten really good at it. Jesus. No, they're alive. I usually just go, oh, and I really fly like, right in. They're trained butterflies most of the time.
I really like the yellow ones.
Yes, yes.
Before they
As you were saying.
I just like the yellow ones. That's it.
So I've never had it. I've never had it when I hadn't eaten butterflies.
No, neither have I.
All right, John.
I wonder who came up with that term, the butterflies in the tummy.
I don't understand where they got that.
Well, it's not an aggressive feeling, but it'd be a funny feeling.
It's the perfect
thing. Because you would assume that they would like tickle you.
But what about worms in your tummy?
Worms?
I got worms.
I got worms.
That's probably why they didn't go with that.
I don't know. Worms in the tummy would be strange. Puppy dog tails in the tummy would be strange.
Well, anything that's really not supposed to be a stomach that's in a stomach would be strange.
Snails in the tummy would be strange.
Sure.
Moving on, though.
Moving.
This is a shitty question.
Moving on.
Forward.
All right. This is John Dager.
From Cincinnati.
Nope. Not him.
Okay.
And he says, eyeglasses. Training wheels for a monocle?
Hey, man. Hey.
Okay, maybe that's the best one.
Yeah.
I wear glasses 2/3 of the day.
Are you training for a monocle?
In some ways, yeah. I mean, I would tell, but I wouldn't. What if I just came in here with a monocle one day? I was like, well, I've upgraded, guys.
Look, guys, I got a raise. I got a robe.
Imagine,
I got
like,
a pipe. Imagine, and I got a monocle.
Imagine clenching for 16 hours a day.
Do you have to clench a monocle?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's some.
Look at Mr. Monopoly. He's constantly. Yeah. He's got the ultimate
he's old
crow's
school.
Feet. He's got crow's feet like crazy.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Cole makes an excellent
crow's
point.
Feet like cray.
Crow feet like cray cray.
Damn, hashtag. Mm-hmm. Hashtag that shit.
If you are listening to this, please hashtag crow's feet like cray and tag us at Pascagate Pod, at no. Alex J. Middleton, at Words by Cole, at Chris does not have a Twitter.
No, I made one. I made one today, this morning, actually.
Well, and what is
just
it?
Just for this occasion.
What is it? You son of a bitch, tell us your Twitter handle.
Chris Hogan.
At Hulkamania.
94.
Oh,
Chris Hogan, 94. There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So go ahead and find me, because I'm...
At
you
I'm,
should make
Hogan
it at Chris Hogan Radio.
Okay. I'll do that.
Or at Chris Hogan PTG.
Okay. Right. I'll do that.
Ooh, I should change mine to that, too.
Okay, we got to...
Fish in a barrel.
We going to answer that question, though?
What was it
called? Monocle or...
We did!
Training
yeah, Cole disagreed,
monocle.
Right?
I just said, like, just
I think,
I
though, there's
got
to be some monocles, though, that you don't have to just squint.
Well, I actually...
Like, this is 2015. We've got to step up the monocle game to some.
Actually, about 2 weeks ago, when I was watching The Avengers, the movie was so breakneck, it broke my glasses in two, and I actually had to have one eye.
Wouldn't it have broken your neck in two instead of your glasses?
I'm just...
I mean, it's breakneck.
Remember
neck.
Morpheus's glasses on The Matrix? But that, well, those are not the coolest sunglasses in the world.
No.
That just sat on his
Would
face
like
that.
I'd rather talk about Mr. Monopoly for the next 5 minutes.
That guy's a genius.
Whenever somebody says Mr. Monopoly or anything about Monopoly, I just think of that scene in Ace Ventura where he's like, and you look like the Monopoly guy. Oh, yeah. And then he hits him and throws him over his shoulder.
I don't remember that.
Cole's ready to get out of here, man.
Yeah.
I just have to pee. I'll sit here all day, but if I just have to pee.
You got a Starbucks cup, allegedly.
Right. Yeah, we're in a public setting.
So?
I don't
whatever, hang it and dangle it. Hang it and dangle it. You said you were cool with two-way mirrors. You didn't care.
No,
I didn't
me.
Say that.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I tried to put my money
in
somebody
did
in else's
bathroom
hand,
stall.
It was very embarrassing.
All right, our final question of the week from Josh Studdard.
Josh Studdard.
Is that Ruben's brother?
Can't get a
it actually
out.
Is.
Ruben.
It is. Well, I was talking about this with somebody this morning. Setting answers aside again, who's the most successful American Idol now that it's going to end?
Carrie Underwood.
Would it be Carrie over Kelly?
Yeah.
Followed by Daughtry?
Daughtry was
Chris
pretty popular.
Daughtry?
Yeah, he was cool. He didn't win, though.
Right, no, he didn't win.
I don't know why I said he was pretty cool.
No, but I'm
I
saying,
like, his music
like
at all.
Who do you think the most like well-known American Idol participants have been? Top
Carrie
three
Underwood.
Would be Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson. Would be 1 and 2, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But then
what's
who
the
would
black
be
chick's name?
Three. Fantasia?
Jennifer Hudson.
No.
Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar.
She won like a few years ago.
Jennifer Hudson was on American
Idol.
Was
she really?
Yes. Jennifer Hudson was on American Idol, right?
She didn't win, though, right?
No, but she won an Oscar. Yeah. I would much rather have an Oscar.
Yeah, but like well-known.
It's got to be Carrie Underwood. I mean, like, see.
I would say Daughtry would be third, though. I'm trying to find a top three.
What about that little Asian fella who didn't get past, like,
Sanjaya?
Yeah.
Is that him? Or what about the pants on the ground guy?
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Welcome around town with your pants on the ground.
I watched that video, like, no joke, last week. I thought that's gold. That's gold.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
All right, back to answers, though.
No.
Back to answers. Josh Studdard, brother of Ruben, said...
Who's Ruben?
Related to the sandwich.
He won season two of American Idol, you fuck.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
He beat Clay Aiken.
Yeah. Clay Aiken Senator ran for Congress. Clay
Aiken. Ooh, Adam Lambert. Adam Lambert.
Yeah,
he
he's
be
cool.
Three? Oh, wait, is Daughtry bigger than Adam Lambert?
Daughtry had some hit songs, man. I don't know.
Coming home.
I don't know one of Adam Lambert's songs.
Oh, I do. Because we used to always, when it was big, me and my friends would always be like, "What do you want from me?"
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, Alex, what do you want from me?
That's good.
Just try to throw that into your everyday life. And people are like, "What are you saying? Why did you say it like that?" Right. Josh stuttered for the third time before I
You know what we should start doing?
Are you stuttering?
You know what we should do on this show?
Stuttered.
Instead of, like, you know how we just kind of derail shit all the time and just go off on the...
Oh, yeah.
What we should do is we should do, like, an After Dark, like a bonus episode before we record the show, where we just do...
Just ramble,
and then we do the show.
Yeah, and get it all out of our system.
Get it all out of the system.
That'd be good.
We could do that.
That's a good idea.
I really think that'd be great. I, like,
we could have a first, like, half of the podcast and a second half of the podcast.
Who does that with their podcast? Oh, no.
Wait, don't say any of our competitors.
We've already named two.
Yeah, I know. Who said
are they our competitors?
You name you say podcasts like all the time too.
I know. Alex gets
who
mad.
You said
that?
Comedy Bang Bang too, so that's three.
How are they our just because they're podcasts? They're our
people
competitors?
Are listening to them other than us.
Well,
no, seriously, who is it that comes out with two each podcast they do?
Rogan, maybe. I don't know.
Oh well,
let's move on to Josh Stoddard's question.
Stoddard or stuttered?
Stoddard.
Oh, I thought it was
Stoddard. I think I did say stuttered, but it may be. I don't know.
I thought you already read his question.
No, he says, Church, the original book club?
Oh. Has to be, right?
Yeah.
What are the
books?
That's a
fucking fantastic question, Josh.
Yeah, all right,
that
Josh.
Is a good one. Nice one, Josh.
Let me break some knowledge off on you.
Oh, his Bible study is like the first book studies, right?
Yeah.
Are we talking like a fiction book club? Because if it was the first fiction book club...
Did people have book clubs like that before?
Get this guy out of here. Seriously.
Right?
Turn his mic off, Alex.
This joker.
I'm just trying to be controversial.
Cut him off.
There you
He's go. Got nothing now.
I was just trying to be controversial. I don't really...
I'm Cole. That's the wacky thing.
I'm the wacky second banana on the show.
I'm wacky Cole.
Uh-oh. We got somebody coming into the studio.
Oh, do we?
Who is it? Introduce him.
Hey, you know that nobody listening is going to know that somebody walked into the studio, right?
Yeah, I know. Cole's just a D-bag.
Why don't we sign off on that note? Because Cole is just going to drag
us
further.
Why does that matter?
Cole's
hole.
Ready to go, man.
Yeah. Why does that matter?
You wanted to go a long time ago, and you're just being a dick now, Cole.
What music
just
are you bringing us out with, Alex?
A little new Incubus.
No,
how about
do some
that?
Bob Dylan.
No,
nope,
we're doing
Dylan.
New
Jesus
Incubus.
Christ. Why?
Because I am spinning the records right now.
Go for it, then.
This is Incubus. With Makeout Party, you're listening to Pass the Gravy. We'll talk to you guys next week. And remember to pass the gravy, bitches.
Do you guys hate me?